Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining me. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We have more breaking news coming out of Anchorage, Alaska, where Donald Trump, alongside Marco Rubio and Steve Witkoff, have been meeting with Vladimir Putin, Sergey Lavrov, as well as an additional Russian ambassador for the past approximately 3 hours. Although the White House had previously advertised the closing news conference as a joint event with both presidents, there had been lingering uncertainty about whether Trump and Putin would indeed speak with reporters together. However, we are watching a live feed from the news conference room where reporters were hastily assembled within the last 15 to 20 minutes, and there are two podiums there suggesting that the two leaders will indeed appear in tandem. We will keep you posted as that story develops, but we're going to do some fun stuff in the meanwhile. So much seriousness happening every day, and some of the fun stuff here in this segment we like to call Ask Maggie, also a little light and fun, and some of the politics as well. If you have questions for me and you would like me to tackle them on these Friday segments at 5:30 called Ask Maggie, you can send your questions in anytime to the email address askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. You can also text your questions in 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. And with that, I'm super happy to introduce and reintroduce, if you've been listening to this program for a minute, my senior producer, Jamie Martinson. Welcome back and happy Friday, Jamie.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm watching this live stream right now of this yes. summit speech tandem thing that's supposed to happen here. You know, if you have a chance to, please go look at it, because the positioning of the microphones tells you everything that you need to know right now. It's one of those little things that grab my attention. We have one where President Putin is going to presumably be standing that is straight up. It looks tall. It looks proud. And then the other one looks like it's just deflated and laying on top of the podium. I mean, is this the type of irony that we can expect going in to this tandem press
we'll
conference?
See if we'll update you if they move the microphones around into a more equal posture. This is going to be interesting. Is he going to do another Helsinki where he basically says,
all that
information that my most trusted advisors tell me, doesn't.
Yeah. It's such a minor thing, but it's really kind of, you know, one of those posturing things that you think about when you think of Vladimir Putin, right? Because this is how we know he is. We know that this was, you know, a dream come true for him to be on American soil, meeting with the U.S. president, basically on the same team, being looked at as an equal after many years of not. And I found that to be very intriguing today as I've been watching this live stream. One of those minor things.
The bookends here, like the reference to Helsinki, isn't something out of thin air. The last time Vladimir Putin stood next to an American president was in Helsinki with Donald Trump in 2018, when Donald Trump said in response to a reporter's question, Vladimir denies ever meddling in the 2016 election. And even though all my intelligence agencies told me that obviously he did do that, he issued a very strong denial, and I have no reason not to believe him. So basically said, floof you to the intelligence community in the U.S.
Well, with that being said, we do have a few questions, and we have a lot of people texting in right now. Our good friend Conservative Bob, we'll get to you. We'll get to the text. We know you've got a lot to say about the issue, and we'll use that as part of this segment if we have some time here, because we do have a lot of really good questions. So, Jacob, before we can start Ask Maggie, of course, we have to get to my favorite part right now, which is the game show-like intro, and so I'll let you roll that when you're ready.
It's time to get your questions answered, Wisconsin style. Welcome to Ask Maggie, a rapid-fire round from politics to pop culture. So buckle up, Buttercup. It's Ask Maggie, and we're about to take your questions at lightning speed.
sure. That's what we'll say.
Yay.
Lightning speed. That's what we got. So I want to start out with something kind of fun here today, because this has been a very serious news day all the way around. So we've got a message here from Paul, who is listening in Oshkosh. Shout out to WISS up in that area. And he has this question to ask you. Maggie, can you share the significance of 12 Brewers wins and why that gets you a free George Webb burger? That's a great question. I don't think I know that. History. So what do you think? I'm going to defer to you because you're the
30 seconds. I got this unlocked.
30? All right. All right. 30 seconds when you're ready, Jacob. Go.
George Webb, a chain of restaurants here in the Milwaukee area, its founder back in the 1940s predicted that the Brewers would win 12 in a row. And he said he would celebrate when they did by giving away free burgers, a promise made in 1940. And they have made good on that promise. The only three times that the Brewers have ever done this, one was in, of course, 1987, when the Brewers won their first 13 games, the second one in 2018, and now in 2025, the miracle in Milwaukee continues. And again, that burger giveaway, I believe, is going to be on August 20th from 2 to 6 p.m. If that's not going to work for you, if you're not going to be able to make it to one of the 23 George Webb locations throughout the greater Milwaukee area, they are also giving away vouchers on August 15th, so you can show up at a George Webb, support them, and get a voucher on August 15th as well. Love that question. I'll talk about Brewers anytime.
Question. Well, it's way better than anything else happening today. I mean, it's been a heavy news day once again. Just a few things going on. All right. So I think we got to get to our good friend, Conservative Bob, because he is all in on the headlines today. And he had a couple of two-parters over here.
Okay.
You know, we've been talking about, you know, what's been going on in Alaska between Trump and Putin today and this summit that they've been holding. And his question is literally this, and it comes with some commentary, of course. Do you want more war and killing, or do you want all of this to end? He says someone is going to have to make some concessions. Both parties involved are going to have to meet each other halfway. I mean, at some point, perhaps there's going to have to be some sort of meeting, but in order to get that to happen, I'll let you answer this question. But in my opinion, President Zelensky would have to be on U.S. soil too, right? In order to do a halfway kind of thing. Just kind of my take, but I'll let the experts get to this. He says you can't have it both ways. Bob says if you could, this war would have been over by now. So which solution would you prefer? The war continues. Trump negotiates yet another peace deal. Have we had one peace deal yet, Maggie?
He's claimed a whole bunch of them, but when I look at the actual facts on the ground and read the expert analysis, he didn't do anything to help bring about those other deals. But this is all because Barack Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize, right? Like, this is what this is about. He wants his Nobel Peace Prize. That's what this is. So this is all about, you know, not the actuality. It's about all of the appearance. But are you going to put me on a timer for this one, Jamie? Can I get a minute on this?
Yes. Let's give her 60 seconds. I was going to interrupt you and ask you 60 seconds to answer this one, Maggie, whenever you're ready, Jacob.
Okay. Okay, Conservative Bob, I don't like war. I don't want people dying. War is nasty business that is bad for both countries, here, Ukraine and Russia. It's not great for the United States. We got to spend billions to help support Ukraine. But peace at any price is no peace at all. Peace, when Donald Trump degrades the standing of the United States, supplicates himself and by extension each and every one of us to the likes of a dictator and a murderous thug like Vladimir Putin, that sets back the international project of peace in pursuit of human dignity, I think, substantially. So what I want is a real and lasting peace that does not trade away America's leadership in the world and doesn't trade away fundamental principles about how lasting peace is negotiated. It's not negotiated by shoving an agreement down one party's throat and giving the other party, who again is a war criminal, a murderous thug, and a dictator, everything he wants. Today was a victory not for Donald Trump, not for the United States, not for peace, not for the project to promote human dignity. It was a victory for one man and one man only, Vladimir Putin. So while I tend to agree with Professor Barrington, who indicated that likely there will have to be some negotiation over territory, the way that Donald Trump has gone about this is completely disgusting, in my opinion. There was no reason for Vladimir Putin to be given the laudatory invitation to stand on American soil. He is a war criminal. So, yeah, didn't have to be this way. What Conservative Bob's text doesn't address is that the how matters, and the how in international diplomacy and peace negotiations matters gravely. So yes, I want peace, but not peace at any price. Thanks for the question, Conservative Bob, and thanks, Jamie, for passing it along.
Well, we always appreciate our conservative listeners chiming in, too. Everybody's welcome to this conversation. And you know what? We're not always going to agree on how to get it done. I think the important part is that it gets done. We have a few updates coming from the summit as well. The backdrop is officially set by, it has been set by the White House. And behind the two lecterns is an emblazoned wall that basically says pursuing peace, which, of course, emphasizes President Trump's desire to be seen as a peacemaker. Of course, as you just mentioned, as he tries to seek that Nobel Peace Prize that he so much covets. Steve Witkoff, part of the envoy to the Middle East and also an advisor to Russia, just took his seat. There's been a little kerfluffle as he came into the room with all of the reporters. As I'm watching this live stream right now, he actually ignored questions about how the meeting went. He gave a wide, fairly tight smile, though, when they did a close-up with him on the camera. Mm. So we'll see if that means anything. But he is officially in the room. So it looks like maybe here within, I would say, my guess is probably within the next 10 to 15 minutes, just by the looks of how people are getting set, is probably when the two men will take the stage. So that's kind of our latest update. Now, as we continue, Ask Maggie, though, we do have another really great question. And I think we have to get to Carmela's, because this is another fun one on a Friday. Carmela called in, Jacob fielded the call for us, and she wants to know, Maggie, have you always been a dog person, or have you ever had a love for cats, gerbils, you know, the parakeets, anything like that? We'll give her 30 seconds for this one, Jacob, whenever you're ready.
Sue, gotta say, and I don't mean to offend, I am pretty much a dog person. Go hard for the dogs. They are man and woman's best friend. When it's a very cool cat, I can get down with the cool cat. But the aloof cats, maybe not so much. I'm also going to squeeze this one in. Cam wants to know, what's my favorite car? And it's what I'm driving right now. I'm driving an Audi S6, and boy, is it fun. I got the speeding tickets to prove it. Stay where you are, folks. We discussed WFHR's 85th anniversary party coming up next week. Next on the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.